Love.
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 Air.
Love.
Love.
Sex.
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 Damnation.
Dance.
The marker.
Danger.
Darkness.
Demarkfarbe.
Discount. Discount.
Daru.
Desperados.
Destruction.
This is the LSD Cast, India's first podcast about love, sex, and dating.
And it's that time again where you meet Rogue and Prem. Rogue, how are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you, Prem. How are you doing?
Not too bad. I'm just happy to see you.
Okay, then. And we're happy to be on the show and back in your ear with another episode of the Love, Sex, and Dating podcast. So we've got a few, well, advanced things, advanced sex things, and a few more of the going back to basics things. We thought we'd stick with the theme. So in the last episode, we talked about getting to your first date after you've had wonderful conversations on your dating app or messenger or however, you know, you've initiated offline contact. And then when you move into the real world, you know, what do you say? So we're going to take that a bit forward and figure out whether you go for a second date. And then we're going to come back with some results of our poll that we took about things you do for your partner that you don't necessarily enjoy so much. And yeah, stick around.
So it looks like we have another exciting episode coming up.
We do. And we've even got a follow-up for the next episode. We're so well planned. I love it.
Look at us.
But more on that later. And we've got a couple of messages for you, but we'll jump into the show right away. So see you after this little break.
Hi, this is Michael Burns from Tall Tales Takeaway, India's first storytelling podcast where we feature true stories by people just like you. Find us anywhere where podcasts are found.
So we have returned after that little break. And, you know, to carry on with what we discussed the last time about actually going on a date and making conversation. This is, of course, after you have, you know, initialized chatting over your messenger or your dating app. And, you know, like we mentioned the last time, we live in this digital world. But, you know, we at the LSD Cast, we encourage all our listeners to actually go out there, take a risk, go meet people, be human once again. Don't be a freaking android, like literally, just, you know.
Yeah, get away from your screen and make contact, you know. So now that you've gone for your first date, the question we had is, how do you decide if you want to go for your second date?
Love.
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 And. Danger.
So we were chatting about this and Prem was like, oh, it's so obvious. But sometimes it's really not, is it? Like, Prem, can tell us, when is it really obvious? You were like so dismissive of this whole thing. When you know is kind of like what you said.
Yeah, of course. Like you meet someone and there's sparks and you're like enjoying each other's company and you're laughing and you're lightheaded and everything is going well. So of course, yay, you know, score, touchdown. You did a good job. Pat on the back. Trying to make plans for the second date. And you just know it. I mean, you don't walk away from a date scratching your head. And you're like, of course, you could be in a situation like that where you're like, oh my God, what the fuck was that?
Yeah.
And there you go. That's your answer right there. Like, this was ridiculous. Oh my God, this was so bad. Never going to do this again. Like, it's usually white or black.
Well, I disagree. So we are going to address those gray zones. When you've met somebody and they were nice, there wasn't like crazy amounts of sparks, but it wasn't like you never want to see them again. So then what did you do?
See, nice, words like nice, sweet. You know, these are bad signs right there.
I don't think so, because like seriously, when you get together with somebody,
how was your date?
You don't.
How was your date? It was nice.
Yeah, but I that.
It wasn't great. It wasn't bad. It was nice.
Yeah. So do you give them a second chance because it was nice enough? Sometimes pleasant is all right.
So the answer to that is a definitive yes.
Really? Now you surprised me.
Yes, because you okay, so this is the reality of it all. Like, okay, you go on a date, maybe It was circumstantial. Maybe you had a shitty day. Maybe you didn't take a dump in the morning. Maybe you've been grumpy all day. It could be anything. It could be absolutely anything.
You could have had a really crap.
Could be anything.
Work day, your boss could have lit into you.
Yeah, or the girl, she lands up and she's late. She got stuck in traffic or raining. Her hair's wet. She's conscious. Like, there could be so many things.
She's conscious. I should hope she's conscious, not like passed out.
Rogue, you're so funny. Yes, conscious. Conscious.
Self-conscious.
Yes. That's exactly what we were talking about.
I really
about.
Hope you're not dating zombies, people. Date women who are conscious.
Yeah, if someone is behosh, then obviously that's a very bad date. There's no second chance there. You just like quietly get up, pay the bill, and walk away.
Call the cops or the ambulance or whatever and then leave. Yeah. Anyway, yes.
Yeah, and maybe you can even draw a little mochi on the person and then leave just to make things exciting. So how was your date? It was nice. You won't believe what I did. So great conversation starter for your next date, just to let you guys know. So anyways, you're at this date and like I was saying, it was circumstantial that because of certain reasons, it didn't go the way that you thought it would. So you think it was a shitty day, then you're conscious about what the other person thinks. And if she responds and, you know, she indicates that she wants to meet you again, then you jump on it because let the second time be the real test. And then you will know.
Yeah, it could be also just you. And sometimes you know when a date hasn't gone really well because you weren't at your best. Either you're there because and your mind is on something else. I think I went on a date when okay, you guys, all of you may not relate to this, but substitute the word cat with something or someone you really love. So my cat was really sick. He was dying. It's not a great space to be in when somebody set you up to go meet somebody and like put on your best game face when your heart is breaking. So it may not just have been the right time to do that. And maybe at that point you couldn't postpone it. But so you just like, okay, I really need to make an effort and you go and it just doesn't work out very well. But I think also that if it's thanda, but not like horrible, I think you should give it a second try because circumstances can be beyond your control. Also, I really think that people take their first dates very, very seriously because it's not an audition for marriage. It's just an audition to see if there's enough to go for a second date. And generally, if it's not, you know that right away. If it's a maybe, then I think go for it if you can make the time. There are times though when you're just like, I just can't be bothered because it wasn't that great. Now that is a personal choice, but I'd still lean toward give it a second try because you never know what could happen when you both are in the zone.
I agree with Rogue. So when in doubt, just say, yeah, okay, we'll do it again.
And so, should we move on to our next question? You bring out a story about a second date that maybe we should save it for the end. Yeah, stick around. We will be back.
All right, stick around.
Find the LSD Cast online on Twitter and Facebook and on iTunes and the Google Play Store.
And we are now back from the little break. And before we get into the next question, I just want to reach out to all the listeners to let them know how happy we are that you answered the poll. That means you love us. Yay.
We knew you did. But anyway, you know what the most surprising answer for us was? Is, the question was, what is something you do for your partner because they like it, even though you don't? And any guesses on what the number one answer was?
Well, let me see. Can you analyze this a little more, please?
And with that, it's time for our sex question.
Sex.
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 So, our question.
So, do tell.
So, our question actually has to do with the results of this poll. And the number one answer across the genders, mostly women though, was anal sex. They receive anal sex, even though they don't really enjoy it because their partner seems to like it. So the question is a general question. My question is, and it's my question, what the hell is this obsession with anal sex for men? Like, as a woman, I have to say that I have had partners who really, really, really were kind of obsessed with it. And I don't understand it. So as you guys know, and you know, the only word that comes to mind, unfortunately, is one I can't use here. I feel like I'm slightly anal about hygiene. And it just seems wrong to me. So this is not a moral thing. It's not like a philosophical thing. You know, if it works for you and you both enjoy it, great. But my mind just stops at this whole idea where this is just not what this hole is meant for. And, you know, there's other things coming out of there. And then there is this concept of double dipping where you've done anal and then you go straight to vaginal. And I'm just like, no, that is too many diseases and bacteria. So, you know, I like this romance and the lust is like dead by then in my head, because I'm thinking of hospitals and sterile alcohol swabs and like full hot showers with Lifebuoy carbolic soap. Because
blood transfusion,
yeah, everything, yeah. So, I just don't understand it. Supreme, so you are the representative boy here. Why don't you tell us what the hell's going on there?
So, I can't help but say that my sister Rogue is being really over analytical to begin with. And firstly, what does receiving anal mean? Like, you make it sound like you received like a parcel at the door. Oh, sir, madam, your anal has arrived. Are you ready to receive your anal?
Well, how would you say it then? What is the proper nomenclature?
It's almost equivalent to receiving an enema. Are you ready to receive your enema? Yes, I am.
In my head, you know, they're equivalent. There's no pleasure in either. But what would it be? You're the analee and the analer. I don't know. I don't know these things.
You know, you asked me, like, what's the big deal? What's this obsession that men have? So I would actually break it down in like three forms, so to speak. So one is that it's a mental thing, because, you know, it's more forbidden, so to speak. You know, it's like crossing yet another line. And you know, it's being a little unnatural, mischievous,
risky,
and you know, you literally going in some darker territory. So so that's one. Then of course, you know, it's I think I would say that most men now more than ever are obsessed with anal sex, or at least they think about it, because of porn. And it is not the best representation for sex.
Wait, so you're saying that porn sort of normalizes it because they see it more, they think that it's part of...
Yeah, absolutely. So men would think that that's the way to have sex and it's normal. Oh. And those women are enjoying themselves. What they don't realize is that they're porn stars, or they're just in porn.
Yeah, they're paid to act like that. Oh my God, yeah.
Exactly, they're paid. So when you're watching porn, you don't really think about the fact that somebody's holding a camera and is being done for business, it's sold. The women, of course, they go through...
have to put on their happy faces. They look ecstatic.
They put on their happy faces, and then they also, you know, clean themselves before.
Yeah.
You know, so that's a big one.
Yeah, that's what I was reading. They do enemas before they let anybody go near them, which is why everything is so clean.
Right.
They also do things like anal bleaching, which, again, I think is a little random. Men are going to be a little surprised that all women don't look like that. But here's the other thing I was looking up, is that whether it's correlated to porn or not, which I suspect it is, women mostly, in every study, in every research thing that's ever come out, most women say they don't enjoy it because it's just uncomfortable and it's not doing anything for them. Women need clitoral and vaginal stimulation to orgasm and feel pleasure. Some women like it because there's some back pressure on the G-spot from the inner wall. But most women, a majority of women, a very high majority of women, don't enjoy anal. And I think their boyfriends assume there's something wrong with them because all the women they see on the TV screen or their whatever screen are looking like they're just over the moon with delight.
So like I said, it's a very bad representation, and men should know that. Like, they should be smart enough to realize that. So that was one thing. And then, of course, there's the visual aspect, you know, like the view from the back. It's very turning on. And this is also another theory. Like, it's a real throwback to something more primitive, like the caveman-ish, like you're taking your woman from behind.
Then just do a doggy style. You got the same view.
Absolutely. I would encourage that. Please do doggy style.
Okay. All right. So,
but it boils down. So it boils down to the women. If they don't find it pleasurable, they don't find it pleasurable. Can they take the pain? Hmm. Well, it's very subjective and it depends from woman to woman, but it boils down to what she does like, what she doesn't like, and what she will absolutely put her foot down to. And if she puts her foot down to it, then the guy, well, he has to, you know, just stick to watching porn. It's healthier that way.
So from what I've read, I believe that men enjoy receiving oral sex much more than women, because it does stimulate the prostate at a certain angle from, you know, the anus. So that, I guess, is one of the reasons it is done. And maybe if a man enjoys receiving it, then he also thinks that his female partner will enjoy receiving it. Don't know.
Yeah. And another thing to add to the physical part is that the reason why men enjoy performing anal sex is because it's a tighter space, so there's more of a stimulation for men.
Right. And maybe this is a good time to say that if you are having anal sex, please wear a condom, because that area is not meant to stretch as much as a vagina does. And so you will have tears and fissures even if you can't see them. And those are the perfect spot for sexually transmitted diseases to travel from partner to partner. Please be careful. Okay, so I guess that wraps up what we have to say about anal. If a woman doesn't want to, that's her prerogative. If a man doesn't want to, that's his prerogative. Basically, what we always say, communicate, talk about your needs. And if it's something you do with pleasure for your partner because your partner's getting so much pleasure, yeah, great. But if you're just putting up with it and you don't like it, speak up perhaps, yeah?
Well concluded, Rogue, well concluded. So there you have it. Say no to anal if you don't like it.
But say yes to anal if you like it. All right, on that note, we are going to take a tiny break and then we have a story for you. Stick around.
So you already know you have to like us. No, love us. Show us your love by also sending questions and comments. Do you disagree with something we said? We want to hear from you. Go on, don't be shy.
All right, so you had your vocabulary lesson earlier, but now I'm going to give you a real life scenario, a page from my book. So I was at a house party in downtown Los Angeles, and there were a lot of interesting people, and this one particular girl caught my attention. She was half Asian, half German, you know, tall, pretty. So I ended up going up to her and talking to her, and I was like, chatting, and somewhere in the middle of this, she yawned. Can you believe it? She yawned.
Oh,
and I,
no. Maybe she just had a long day.
Maybe. I was super self-conscious and offended by that, so I bowed out of the conversation, saying that, well, I'm just going to get something to eat or something, made an excuse, and I disappeared. I was a little taken aback, but then, of course, you know, there were so many other people, so I was doing my own thing, and then I get a tap on my shoulder, and it's the same girl, and she turns around and tells me that my friend over there, she insisted I come to you, and I should give you a second chance. And I was like, oh, wow, your highness, your grace, thank you so much, you're so generous. So anyway, we started chatting, and then we exchanged numbers, and we fixed up a time to meet. And I did go and meet her, but when I did, it was just very clear that the vibe was dead. So my first feeling when I saw her was that I don't even think she thought of it as a date because she wasn't, you know, dressed for the occasion. You know, she was just short of wearing chappals. So one was that, and I just felt it was just very forced, like from my side and her side, and honestly, I was there for not more than 45 minutes, and soon after, I made an excuse saying that I had to get out, and you know, I have an early morning.
But what? Just because she was dressed like that? What do you mean? Was wrong with the vibe?
No, it was a conversation. It was just very dry, very forced. I don't think either of us was really in it. And this was technically the second time that I was meeting her. So once that happened, we never got in touch with each other.
Okay, fair enough. But you gave it a try, even though you sort of had to force yourself. And I guess it just didn't work out.
I don't know. I'm always a believer of the fact that, you know, when there's sparks and, you know, then the iron is hot, that's a great time to strike. And anything after that is just, you know, just dragging.
Well, I think there has to be a vibe. I don't know about sparks as such. Like, you know, I don't think you need to be wanting to jump somebody as soon as you've met them, because I think that can come later, as we've mentioned many times on the show. But yeah, you have to have some sort of mental chemistry and something to talk about before you can decide to see each other again. What a shame, but, you know, good for you for trying, and now you know, and you never have to wonder.
Exactly. Tick mark.
All right, guys, we are done with this episode. In the next episode, we're going to go further from our Dating 101 basics and talk about how you tell somebody it didn't work or that you don't want to see them again, whether or not they had a good time.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to skip being present for the next episode.
Excuse me? What?
Because that's the approach I would take in a situation exactly like that. Be an absolute escapist.
Oh, no. Oh, we're going to fix this. All right, guys. Frame and Rogue signing out. And we're going to keep talking offline, and we'll have something better for you when we come back with the next episode. Stay tuned.
You've been listening to the LSD Cast, where it's all about love, sex, and desi dating, with your hosts, Prem and Ro. A Sonolog Production.